Timothy McVeigh was scheduled to be executed today for the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. His execution has been put off until next month because of last week's announcement that the FBI failed to give thousands of documents to Mr. McVeigh's attorneys. The revelation could also affect the appeal of Mr. McVeigh's convicted co-conspirator, Terry Nichols. Lawyers for Mr. Nichols want the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider his appeal. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
There are about 700 FBI interviews that the Bureau never turned over to the Justice Department. These interviews mostly concern the search for the FBI's missing suspect, John Doe No. 2. At the time, the FBI thought he conspired with Timothy McVeigh to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma City. Terry Nichols' lawyer, Michael Tiger, says that makes these documents significant.
These documents, in the main, were generated in the period immediately after the bombing, April 19th, 20th, and so on. That is, before Louis Freeh announced the case was solved, and at a time when the FBI was investigating with an open mind. That's very important to us.
During Nichols' trial, Michael Tiger argued his client ultimately refused to take part in Timothy McVeigh's plot, that McVeigh had other helpers that the FBI simply never caught.
Terry Nichols' entire theory of defense was that there was no question that Tim pulled the truck up there and blew the building, but that he had someone with him in the truck, that he'd had someone with him when he rented the truck, that he'd had someone with him at the Dreamland Motel, and that none of those people was Terry Nichols.
In other words, if there are people who saw Timothy McVeigh with someone else, that could help Nichols. Another potential legal issue is that the FBI is only now turning over these documents, more than 4 years after the Bureau was supposed to. McVeigh and Nichols' attorneys are charging that this is not unusual behavior for the FBI in big cases.
FBI agents decide what they think the prosecutor needs to know and what they think the court and the defendant needs to know. The agents hold it back and don't communicate it even to the prosecutors. If you interview anybody who tells you that this failure to disclose was inadvertent or that these documents are not important, you tell them that we look forward to seeing them say that under oath in Judge Mache's court when I'll have an opportunity to cross-examine them and confront them with their own prior pattern of behavior.
But that is exactly what the prosecutors who put McVeigh and Nichols in prison are saying. Beth Wilkinson gave the government's closing arguments at both trials.
This new information, if it does deal with sightings of John Doe 2 and Mr. McVeigh, is very similar to the information that Mr. Nichols and his defense team had long ago and presented during their trial. It did not make a difference in the outcome. Mr. Nichols was still convicted of conspiracy.
The government now believes that the sketch of John Doe No. 2 was a mistake, that he was someone who didn't have anything to do with McVeigh. And Wilkinson argues that the existence of John Doe No. 2 is beside the point anyway.
Well, there's a question about whether a sighting of Mr. McVeigh with someone else would actually say anything about whether Mr. Nichols was involved. Mr. Nichols was shown to have purchased ammonium nitrate to stay at hotels with Mr. McVeigh, to have obtained the nitromethane. He broke into the quarry with Mr. McVeigh to steal explosives. So even if there was some evidence about a John Doe 2 or some other individual being involved, it does not mean that Mr. Nichols did not play a role in the bombing.
One of Terry Nichols' problems is that his old Army buddy, Timothy McVeigh, continues to make statements that undermine Nichols' defense. One of the biggest weaknesses of the government's case against Nichols was that it did not have hard evidence that Nichols actually helped McVeigh make the bomb. Without that, the jury acquitted Nichols of first and second degree murder and convicted him instead of involuntary manslaughter. But McVeigh has since told reporters from the Buffalo News that Terry Nichols did show up at Gary Late State Park in Kansas that day and helped him mix the ammonium nitrate and racing fuel. And 2 weeks ago, McVeigh wrote to the Houston Chronicle and said, among other things, that there was no John Doe No. 2. But because McVeigh's statements were not made at Nichols' trial, they are unlikely to be considered by any court that would rule on whether Terry Nichols should have a new trial. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.